During Memorial Day at Lowe's, shop household must-haves for less. Save $80 on a Charbroil Performance Series 4-Burner Grill to chef up something special. Plus, get up to 45% off select major appliances to keep things fresh. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 5/27. While supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
When the world is calling, getting there starts here. With over 55 nonstop destinations, including Montreal, and 20 nonstop flights a day to New York City, travel from Columbus is closer than you think. Start your trip at flycolumbus.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Oftentimes when we talk about ghosts and hauntings, we talk about things outside of us. We talk about seeing things, hearing things. But sometimes we can be haunted in our own minds. Haunted by memories, haunted by experiences of childhood that just didn't quite seem to add up to be normal. And even into adulthood, have some of these feelings, some of these memories, wondering, what was that? How did that happen? Am I okay? Is there something wrong with me? Is it a combination of something where there's a mental issue going on and the paranormal? And then how do you identify what is what? Some of the questions our next writer deals with every day. Trying to put those pieces together, trying to find answers as they try to piece memories back together. Take a listen. I grew up in a town pulled between country and city. Too many people and too few buildings. There were bad spots in town where I was never to go because the people there were desperate. The town was large enough to house our own historical museum, but small enough it was only open for 1 hour on Tuesdays. Where this story begins, the large corporate chains had just begun moving in and choking out the family stores. Forests were being leveled in favor of houses. My house is not an old one. I was born with this house. I'd have grown with it. It was new since I knew it. Built on old farmland. It's a tiny piece of suburbia that's quickly overtaking the country land. One of many signs of growing population of city folk. My mother herself had come from Detroit and my father, an immigrant from Quebec. Together as city folk, they had chosen this island over the other, more rural-looking buildings, and had bought it with vultures circling overhead. While childhood friends living in the ancient house in the outskirts, their only neighbors being trees, have many stories of their hauntings. I only have a few. I was 5 when our story begins. Like all girls that age, I had an obsession with stuffed animals. Namely, a large Sesame Street Ernie toy, roughly a third of my size. It would talk if you pressed its hand. I was enamored with it the previous week. Being a week older and wiser, however, I become disenchanted with it. It was left, abandoned, and with dead batteries at the back of the closet. I was a timid child, easily frightened, and constantly hiding. Because of this, I was often plagued with nightmares. This night was no different. I woke wide-eyed and sweaty, my entire world seeming to focus on the way the orange light of my nightlight reflected off the bedsheets. The silence of the night was deafening. That was when the night was shattered by a mockery of any human sound. And while it was English, I feel great, I feel great, might as well have been heathen tongues to me. I ran down the hall, the mocking, almost human voice following me. While I remember being quiet about it, my mother told me I was screaming the entire time. And so I was. I remember crying after the parents had been awakened, watching my mother reaching to the shelf at the top of the closet and grabbing the Ernie doll, limp in her hands. I feel great. I feel great. I don't remember what happened past that point. She threw the doll away or else dismantled it. When I asked her why it kept talking without batteries, she told me the capacitors had held a charge. But it wasn't enough to make the voice work correctly. Satisfied with this answer, the Ernie doll was quickly forgotten until years later. Regardless, this quickly set the tone for anything following. If you don't know what it is, you confront it. In the case of the doll, this ended painlessly. It was thrown out or elsewise forgotten, and it provided no further troubles. The issue with this line of thought is that I proceeded to apply it to everything else as well. It was a large boa-like snake I didn't recognize in the yard. Instead of fearing it, I thought it was beautiful because of its yellow tail, and yanked on it hard, only months later learning that the snake was a venomous copperhead. While out selling Girl Scout cookies, a large red-tailed hawk buzzed directly over my head and landed on the railing only a few feet from me. Instead of recognizing it as a raptor, a bird of prey, instead of seeing the inch-long claws and curved beak, I decided that it too was the most beautiful thing I'd ever saw, and tried to pet it. My bravery was only matched by my stupidity. The only thing that saved me from becoming nine-fingered Alex on the latter instance is that my mother saw it for what it was and marched me away. After that, my dog had begun getting ill. He was old. His body was failing him. He was the only dog I'd ever had in my life. I am being 7 and he is being 10. To lose him was unthinkable. So I thought he had a simple flu. My mother recognized the gravity of the situation and took me aside one afternoon. She told me why any parent would have said the dog would not last much longer, and in a few weeks, he would die. I quickly became hysterical, crying and snorting into her sweater, too warm and too cold all at once. What followed was entirely inexplicable, and I can barely even describe it to you without sounding insane. There was a sudden feeling, perhaps 2 minutes into my crying, like someone had reached a hand into my head and touched the brain. There was a sudden calm. All my hysterical thoughts were muffled. A simple question posed in this calm invasion: how long do you want him to live? It did not take long to consider this question and answered automatically, 2 years. 2 years, after all, was a mighty long time at that age. It was nearly one-third of my entire lifespan, and only after I realized that this wasn't very long at all did I waffle and try to take back the thought. No, please, 12 years, 29 years, not just 2 years, don't leave. By then, however, the feeling of something else had faded, and I was once alone in my mother's arms again. When I was 8, only a few months before my 9th birthday, the dog stopped eating carrots. 2 weeks after that, the carrots, it was peppers. 3 weeks and it was leftovers. After my birthday, he would accept nothing but his dog food. And that too, he stopped eating. A normally fat dog became thin, to the point of seeing ribs. His thick coat fell out in chunks. Went to the vet. They told us his liver was starting to fail. They cannot pinpoint the cause of it, but they surely would be able to treat it soon. After his liver, it was bladder, his stomach, his heart. Within several months, nearly every organ was failing. He was put down under the apple orchard by the vet's office. We went out for ice cream after. I remember to try to recover a bit. Halfway through the dinner, the previous wish for my dog's life occurred to me. I realized that was 2 years ago. And I was now 9. There was this pervasive sense of guilt after that. I was closer to that dog than was perhaps healthy for a child, and I felt like I was responsible for his death. There was a lull in anything happening here, to be frank. For several years, I was just an angry little kid. I didn't care about anything, straight up, until I was 11. I played far too much Warcraft than was healthy, and looked down on the others my age with disdain, despite being exactly like them. It was at this age, then, that the OCD had begun to manifest itself once again. Something you must understand is that OCD is not a simple compulsion, endearing in its eccentricity. OCD is not when one has to organize books or fold their clothes a certain way out of mild annoyance. OCD is about fear and adrenaline. It's about superstition. You must look away every time someone uncaps their pen because it's a Freudian symbol of the penis. And to look is to be a sinner. You must not make grammatical mistakes because mistakes mean you are inferior, and only sinners are inferior. You must wash your hands until they bleed because it shows penitence for your sins. You must starve until your nails are as soft as cheese to show you're not worthy. True OCD has to its core a strong resemblance to paranoid schizophrenia, and to this day I do not understand why perfectly healthy people would ever want to lay claims to this disorder. The only true difference between schizophrenia and OCD is that the OCD sufferer has a strong knowledge of how delusional they are and how stupid, but they can't stop even if they know, because if they did stop, they would die from the fear. The cycle began when I was 11. I was unlike my sister. I had virtually no compulsions to wash my hands or fast. What I did have were the cyclic thoughts, and these cut me to my core. God, to me, quickly became an eternally disappointed creature, something that looked upon me with mild distaste. He became a creature that would stand on the surface of the water and watch me drown with neither like nor dislike of my death and damnation. And even if he wanted to help, he could not. So completely trapped in this own power was he that action, or even inaction, was beyond his grasp. And he was forced to be a permanent, eternal observer of the world. I became obsessed with trying to impress this eternally disappointed deity, for if I didn't, Satan would find me. Living without fear of my God's abandonment or the Antichrist's middlemen became an alien idea to me. And even though I knew I was very crazy, I was afraid. Every night became a sleepless one spent in the bathroom, either closer or farther away from vomiting than the previous night. My mental illness, indeed, was making me physically ill as well. The night would get sleep was rare. And the day my bones did not hurt were unheard of. When I did sleep, there was no release from the disorder, and demons followed me in my dreams. In the height of one such night terror, however, when I was running from whatever flock plagued me that day, the dream lapsed into the silence of the something else. Any sound faded away to the hissing pulse in my ears, and all of the characters simply dropped in their tracks. My thinking was muffled and then stopped, and there was the same calm as the years before. It was nothing but the silence and calm for a long time, and it seemed to stretch on infinitely. The same feeling of a hand within my skull holding the mind began before this, and it had stayed there. Time itself seemed to have stopped. There was a moving shape in the distance of the dream, the only thing moving. As it got closer, I saw it. It was a man, but not a man, dressed in black with a face that I could not see directly. I think it had eyes. They were green, or perhaps blue or gray. Looking back, it moved with jerking deliberateness, as if it only moved within key frames of an animation, but it seemed so natural, elegant to me at the time. It stopped in front of me and stood staring, no more defined than it was before. There were no words in the silence, but somehow I derived comfort from the stare. If it had spoken the words, they would have been simply, "I am here." Then the image of a not man went away, walking into a distant wall of the scenery and disappearing. The silent calm, however, remained. The calm preserved into my waking life the following morning. Fear and compulsion had seemingly been completely eradicated, instead replaced with an odd alien presence within my own head. Something that extruded a sense of being an elder, something old and formidable that demanded reverence. At the same time, it gave a sense of familiarity, as if I had known it or it had known me for far longer than it gave hint to. I was convinced I had finally reached psychosis, but I didn't care. Even if I had, I was happier now. What was life without happiness? Odd things began to happen after that day. I remember at least two occasions where, dreaming, I was being told a story by some sort of narrator with a forgotten voice. When I awoke hours after, trudging out into the kitchen for food, my mother would ask me if I had stayed up late watching Photoshop tutorials again. She had heard a voice in my room. She claimed, but it had sounded canned or unnatural. So she thought I was watching YouTube videos. Soon after, I would often wake up to find a vague humanoid shape of a shadow, or perhaps smoke, because it had form, standing in the center of my room. At first, I was barely surprised by this, as if such occurrences were merely a fact of life. And I began to record myself sleeping, hoping to catch whatever this was in action. The recordings upon review in the morning were always exactly 1 hour and 47 minutes of empty footage. I was never able to get a recording that lasted far enough into the night to be of any worth. There were a few isolated times that I remember where I was in the space between dreaming and awake, with the buzzing silence that comes before a faint in the background. Breaking behind the static, there was a lullaby being hummed. I'd wake up from these dreams to the shadow man in my bedroom, passively staring. I cannot tell you whether this was a presence or whether I was just dreaming. I can only tell you that it happened, like all things. Even now, I'm just trying to pull all of the pieces together to see if there was any theme or idea behind everything. I will not claim that whatever this was, that it was some sort of angel or ghost or demon. Even at the time, I did not believe it to be so. You must remember the clarity that OCD allows. And so I thought myself becoming unhinged from reality. I had many theories about this entity or delusion, and none of them included demons or angels. It described itself only as some sort of scavenger. We're not going into detail much beyond that. The answer of what the presence actually was, besides the possibility of schizophrenia, however, has not made itself immediately clear to me, and so I'll avoid such subjects unless you want me to explain my theories later. Slowly, I'm starting to recover, one occurrence at a time, from my childhood nightmares that were far from normal. I can only describe one such dream as nothingness, which had the shape of a cube in the center. The nothing cube replicated on all sides. All the nothing cubes touched at every point in the space and lay side by side. Their edges, despite having none because they were touching at every point, had space between them. At the same time, none of them existed at all, while giving the impression that they did. All in a nothing void that stretched out into infinity. It was one of the most horrifying moments I can remember. I was 5 at the time of that dream. Even fondly remembered memories as well, I'm discovering new depth to for at least 6 years after I had tried to pet the bird. I remembered it was a red-tailed hawk. The point that I remember it so clearly, I feel as though I could touch it. I remember the rust-colored tail feathers and the warm brown of its wings and the way its eyes caught the light and threw it back at me. I remember how yellow its scaly feet were. And it reminded me of ducks, and I like ducks. I told my mother this memory perhaps a few months ago. My mother gave me this dubious look like I had gone mad. It was a turkey vulture, she'd said. I tried to argue this point with her, but she was said it was a turkey vulture, and it was much larger than a hawk would ever be, in any case. And she didn't understand how I could confuse the two when I spent all of my time in my room reading about birds. All I search for, in the end, are answers, and I have yet to find any. These are the memories I've recovered for you, so we could perhaps try to understand what was happening and why. Even if they are only mildly bizarre, they are yet to have some sort of meaning. Hopefully in the future, I'll have remembered more, and the picture will become clearer.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Want a commercial-free experience of the show with access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories? Sign up at Apple Podcasts right now and try it for 3 days free. Ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boost and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
What's up, fools? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba!
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE,
and I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba.
Yeah.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 30% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.